They don't have
any. You said they'd be grandfathered in.
No, no, no. I'm talking about people, if you eliminate option A, or if you adopt option A, and then in the future, say 2 years from now, decide maybe we do need some regulation, and you adopt new regulations. Anybody that's already started and already in a nightly rental program.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't have a certificate of compliance, so they have no edge over anyone else.
That would be.
No,
they're. What Dave's saying. They weren't having a nightly rental if they weren't in compliance.
But if there is no nightly rental regulations, there is nothing to be in compliance with.
Well, I just don't see it that way, but it's a moot point anyway.
Okay.
Anybody else got any questions for Dick?
Well, it's just an observation, but we are trying to stop that nightly rental right there.
Of course.
Right,
yes.
Now. I mean, we're in the process of trying to do that. Well, not this board, but through regulation.
I don't want to speak to the specifics, but these particular cases.
Yeah. They are being pursued.
They have been sent to the prosecuting attorney's office, and he has filed charges.
I've been in contact with Tony Brown and where we are in those. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Anybody else got anything?
No.
Okay. I let you speak about 12 minutes because I like to listen to you.
Well, thank you. I can stay longer if you'd like.
No.
It's obvious you don't live out there in Branson, Creek, or there.
No.
Because if you live
there,
do
something.
Yeah.
I don't live there.
Thanks, Scott.
I know you don't.
Yeah. I don't want none of you talking back and forth to each other. Okay? This is a public hearing, so everybody look straight ahead. Don't be talking to nobody. And when it's your turn, you can come up and talk. Jeremy?
I'm Jeremy Worley. I'm a real estate broker here in Branson. I've been a broker for 10 years. I'm a vacation rental owner. I travel the country teaching people how to run vacation rentals better. And I think this is a good discussion. I'm for people that participate in vacation rental the right way. And I am for people like residents in this neighborhood whose quiet enjoyment is being affected by a vacation rental. I think that there's a middle ground, and I appreciate Bob very much for taking the time to put together these three proposals, but I don't think any of them will work for what we're doing. You've heard me speak in previous hearings about following a successful model. For example, if you were going to go find a heart surgeon, you would go find somebody that was doing it successfully, wouldn't you? You wouldn't sit here and rack your brain and hold public hearings to try to figure out how to fix a heart. I've traveled the country and I've talked to vacation rental owners and I've talked to planning and zoning commissions, and there are successful models out there that we can adopt that already exist that will serve to benefit folks like this and protect their quiet enjoyment, and will also serve to protect the investors and the second homeowners who want to rent their houses out. There's actually already successful models in our county where vacation rental owners and private homeowners have a harmonious relationship. In an area like Branson Creek, which hasn't quite reached that level of harmony, you can adopt certain things through the developer to create those kinds of harmony. For example, if a group of homeowners in a development is unhappy because the vacation rental owners are taxing the amenities, right? That's a developer issue. That's not a county issue. That's not an issue to go out and hire an attorney and bring everything to the county. That's an issue for a developer. And a progressive developer can adopt new amendments to their homeowners association, such as creating an additional assessment for those vacation rental owners where they pay more on their HOA dues, and that money goes to provide maintenance of those amenities and additional amenities. Therefore, there are no excessive taxing, or when folks like this want quiet enjoyment of their amenities or widening of roads or additional parking, the developer can pay for those sorts of things. That exists right now in Branson Canyon. Branson Canyon, I think, is a fantastic model for all of us to really look at, because things have been done. There's always challenges. I mean, if you go to any vacation rental development anywhere in June, July, and August, you're going to have parking issues. That's just going to be the fact of the matter. You know, you go to 76, it's a parking issue, right? I mean, it's going to be busy. But there are, I would urge you all to appoint some type of task force to find successful models and take those before the commission, because I believe what Bob has done is just starting a conversation. And I think it's a good conversation to have. Because here are the pros. In 2008, when the recession hit hard, what happened to everybody's property values? Right? They tanked. But the people that were participating in vacation rentals, they didn't. A lot of those didn't go into foreclosure. They didn't go into short sale. The communities where a vacation rental existed were saved for those reasons. Because when people go on vacation, they don't, they're not going to stop going on vacation in a bad economy. They're just going to vacation smarter. They're going to pool their resources, and they're going to vacation with families. And it's not all of these. You can't demonize vacation rental owners because they're making money. What they're doing is they're filling a need. We live in a face snaptogram sharing economy. We live in an economy now where someone can turn their car into a taxi, right? This is the world we live in, and this isn't going to change. And performance zoning, in my opinion, is like trying to build a spaceship with wooden tools. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore. And you can't, you know, when I go to speak in Houston and I talk to a group of real estate investors and they can see the potential for vacation rental investing, they come back to our firm and we show them some fantastic models. We don't take them to places where vacation rental doesn't exist. Matter of fact, we don't even take them to communities like yours, because we know that's going to be difficult for them. We want them to buy another property. We want their business model to be successful, which is why we only recommend places like Branson Canyon, or you've seen us come in and represent people where, you know, as a part of the contract, we make sure that it's going to be approved before they close on it. So these investors that are coming to town and buying five properties a year, they're the ones remodeling the properties. And when they remodel a property, it's your brothers and sisters and children and aunts that get the work. You know, it's the people of this community whose realtors and, you know, sisters who clean and people who fix appliances. I mean, vacation rentals has a peripheral effect on the economy that's pretty fantastic. It's the people that come in that eat at the restaurants that we like to go to that help pay for the infrastructure. You know, you cannot provide an infrastructure. 6,000 people in Branson can't provide an infrastructure for 7 million people to come. You have to have those vacationers to come. Now, I was part of a task force appointed by the Association of Realtors for 2016, and we created a task force of people that were nightly rental owners, realtors. I invited people who owned hotels on that task force. I invited people who hated vacation rentals to be on that task force. I wanted a comprehensive collection of opinions of people so we could go out and find successful models. And I invited Bob. I invited Taney County, and nobody showed up. And nobody showed up because they were currently under a lawsuit with the attorney who had agreed to donate his time. He was the prosecuting attorney. Taney County was on the defense. They couldn't talk because your attorney wouldn't let him, and I completely understand that. But it was because of performance zoning that we weren't able to come together and create a great model to present to you. In addition to that, every single model that I found has to do with some kind of zoning. So I can't find a model where there's performance zoning. So I'll just end by saying this. Until you can fix your zoning and move more to, like Deanna said, a Stone County, more of a traditional zoning concept, you are not going to fix vacation rentals, because you're going to run into issues like this where you're trying to run a pseudo commercial property in a residential area. And, you know, Bob actually was hired by Taney County after the lawsuit that Stone County went through when they revamped their attorney to help create traditional zoning. You have a very smart individual right there that's done it before. He did it in Christian County. He can do it again here. So if you're going to present anything to the commissioners, I would strongly encourage you to present a motion to begin public hearings for voting for traditional zoning in Taney County. Thank you very much.
I
did a mic drop there. I wasn't supposed to.
You got so wound up with your speech, you forgot.
I did, yeah.
Anybody want to ask Jeremy anything?
I
guess you...
The gist of the whole thing, you don't like any one of the three.
It's not that I don't like it. Mr. Stewart, I believe that it's a good start to a conversation, that's all.
Okay.
That's it.
Anybody else?
Thank you very much.
Brad?
Yep. You don't have to say my last name.
Would you tell Donnie your last name?
I'm Brad Moncato. I want to just say that what everybody up here said, I appreciate. And Jeremy, I very much agree with what Jeremy says. I own 7 vacation rental properties in Taney County. Some of those are in Branson, but the majority are in Taney County. I've been up here before y'all before to do the Division 3 permit. Went through that process. Great process. Did what I was supposed to do to satisfy the local fire department. Put our sprinkler system in. I believe in rules, and I'm glad we have them. I don't agree or disagree with any of the three proposals. I just wanted to come up here and see if anybody had any questions for me. I do represent the Springfield Real Estate Investor Group. I own that group, which is a networking group of individuals that all invest in real estate. And over the past few years, as the vacation rental fad has grown and changed, we've had a lot of investors come into this market that weren't in this market before and clean up a lot of the properties that they own. And it's made the area a better place. And being a vacation rental owner, the thing that I enjoy the most about owning them is the interaction and to see the guest experience of the people that come and stay at our houses, which are approved and which we have done the right thing with on every single one of them, and see what the guests think. They love coming to Branson and they love our places. And if people would raise their hand behind me if they own a vacation rental, these are all the people that I hope to represent. I don't know how many more are speaking, but that's it. If you have any questions.
No, thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Linda.
Vocal. Yes, thank you. Hi, I am a resident of Taney County,
Vocal.
And I do live in my home. And homeowners need protection against someone turning the home next door to them into a motel. A lot of these people who have spoke don't live in those homes. They merely want to make money off of those homes. And renters do not treat homes as well as homeowners. They are there for vacation. They want to get their money's worth, so they don't mind taking advantage as much as they can. He may enjoy seeing the guest experience, but I bet he enjoys the money more. So the residents need protection from people who want to turn the homes into businesses, because these nightly rentals aren't just people letting someone else use their home for a night or two. They're full-blown motels. They're businesses, and they need to be regulated. Thank you.
Anybody got any questions? Linda?
No, she was pretty clear.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Pretty much to the point.
Tom Mogul?
Yep. Tom Bogle.
I hope that you keep the Division 3 the way it is. It's worked effectively. And I believe that unrestricted nightly rentals could adversely affect the local economy. And the reason for this is the nightly rental